What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to your favorite sports podcast, that Halftime Bench Podcast. If you want to reach the show, you could do so by emailing halftimebench@gmail.com. That is halftimebench@gmail.com. Or if you don't want to, you know, email in, that's fine. I just ask that you go back and listen to all the episodes we have in the archive so you can go on here and continue to hear my sexy voice. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of your favorite sports podcast, that Halftime Bench. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by emailing halftimebench@gmail.com. That is halftimebench@gmail.com. Yeah, man. So let's just go on here and just get down to it. Willie Taggart got fired. The Willie Taggart era is over at Florida State almost as quickly as it started. 21 games they gave him, and did Willie need to be fired? Yeah, man, after hearing all the stuff that's been going on and everything or whatever, and with the favoritism of the staff and Willie's unwillingness to stay out of the offensive coordinator role, yeah, Willie had to go. Willie had to go. I mean, and I was a Willie Taggart guy. I mean, I was history making. I mean, first black coach at Florida State. I mean, ain't like Florida State to have many coaches at all. But I was hoping for him and pulling for him, but it was almost kind of like a situation where they take one step forward, they end up taking 20 steps back. So it was never really going to work there at Florida State with Willie Taggart. And for whatever reason, Willie could not get out of his own way. And, I mean, dude got like almost $20 million or whatever. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to go off somewhere. Shoot, who knows? He might go up to Michigan or something and be an assistant or an advisor or, you know, whatever on Jim Harbaugh's staff, because him and Jim Harbaugh are close. He's close with that entire family. But, yeah, the Willie Taggart era is over just as fast as it got started. There's been talks with the coaching tree, like who's going to be the next coach. Who's it going to be? Odell Higgins, Florida State alum, Ring of Honor, all that. He's currently the interim coach. I would like to see whoever they bring in for it to be some way that they still keep Kendall Briles. I mean, you on the hook for Kendall Briles for like, you know, like, shoot, I think either a mil or two. You on the hook for Kendall Briles for like a mil or two and Randy Clements. The rest of the guys, they contracts pretty much end after this year. So, I mean, of course you would like to keep Odell on the staff because he's just like, you know, he loves Florida State. He bleeds garnet and gold. And maybe, you know, going ahead and upgrade Jim Leavitt to a D coordinator. But it's just sad, you know. I love Florida State. I love Florida State football. And it's just sad, like we like kind of like a laughing stock now. You even saw like post game, like with the Miami fans, they got on shirts and say, please keep Willie Taggart. And it's just like, come on, man. I gotta listen to Miami fans talk shit to me. And you know, we'll see. The names that have been bantied around are PJ Fleck, Minnesota coach. Not really loving that. One name I do love is Bob Stoops. He of Oklahoma Sooner fame. I would like to see if they could get Bob Stoops. If they could get Bob Stoops and maybe just have Bob Stoops maybe stick around for maybe like, you know, a full recruiting class, maybe like 4 or 5 years. If they can have Bob Stoops just step up in there. Bob Stoops is really the only coach right now who can step in and hit the ground running, like literally hit the ground running right at this date with recruiting. They can go on ahead and get Bob Stoops in and then maybe sign something kind of like what they did with Jimbo and Bobby or whatever, like, you know, make Kendall Briles the coach in waiting, you know. So it's just like, hey, Bob is only going to be here till the end of this contract, then you're going to be the coach. Because I mean, a young, potent offensive mind like Kendall Briles, you want to keep that in the fold for as long as you can. And we know that Kendall's going to eventually be a head coach. And, you know, I mean, Kendall has a fun offense, so why not have him be the head coach at Florida State, learning under Bob Stoops how to be a CEO and everything or whatever, and just keep the ball rolling, man. But we're going to see. We're going to see. From everything I've been reading, they are going to look, they're going to be trying to make a hire like ASAP. Like, so probably by Friday at the latest, it's going to be an announcement of the hire. And last I heard, Bob Stoops was in Tallahassee. It was confirmed reports that he was in Tallahassee. So we'll see what happens next with Florida State, man. Sad for Willie. I really wanted to work out because this is my team. It wasn't because I had any ties to Willie. I mean, Willie did say that he was a Florida State fan. His family had been Florida State fans and everything or whatever. By all accounts, seemed like a good dude. He just couldn't get out of his way come, you know, when it's time for this football thing. And, you know, the reports of him being hard to work with, you know, at first it was kind of like, okay, Walt Bell just talking shit. Now it's like, ooh, Walt Bell might have been actually right. I still don't like that snake move Walt Bell did on the way out, telling, you know, Sam Howell to go on ahead and, hey, man, I'm leaving and don't come here. Man, fuck you. Anyway, this has been Halftime Bench, y'all. Holla at y'all soon.